Myanmar opposition claims landmark Suu Kyi win. Myanmar's opposition claimed a historic victory on Sunday for pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi in her first bid for a seat in parliament, sparking scenes of jubilation among supporters. Thousands of people clapped and cheered outside Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy headquarters in Yangon after the party announced the Nobel Peace Prize laureate had won a parliamentary seat after by-elections. Some people danced in the street, while others wept with joy at the news, which, if confirmed, would mark a stunning turnaround for the former political prisoner, who was locked up by the former junta for most of the past 22 years. "We have been waiting for this day for a long time. I'm so happy," said NLD supporter Kalyar, who goes by one name. The party claimed it was on course to win all 44 seats it contested in Sunday's by-election, in which a total of 45 seats were at stake, not enough to threaten the army-backed ruling party's huge majority in parliament. There was no independent confirmation, and official results were expected within a week. Observers believe Myanmar's new quasi-civilian government wanted Suu Kyi to win a place in parliament to burnish its reform credentials and smooth the way for an easing of Western sanctions. A European Union official invited to observe the vote hailed very encouraging signs at the roughly dozen polling stations her team visited. The NLD complained of ballot paper irregularities, notably that wax had been put over the checkbox for the party, which could be rubbed off the ballot later to cancel the vote. It was not immediately clear how widespread irregularities were. "This is happening around the country," NLD spokesman Nguyen Nguyen told AFP. "I have sent a complaint letter to the Union Election Commission." In the run-up to the eagerly awaited vote, the party decried alleged intimidation of candidates and other irregularities, and Suu Kyi said the poll could not be considered a genuinely free and fair election. The seats being contested Sunday were made vacant by MPs who joined the government. The next general election is due in 2015.